This is Fairfield, Iowa. The year is 1854. And this is Fairfield in 1954. Population 7,300. County seat of Jefferson County in southeast Iowa. It's a scenic town, and its people are friendly. Fairfield was the birthplace of the Iowa State Fair exactly 100 years ago. That original fair was staged in an area of 6 acres, land which has since given way to the homes and buildings you see here. By comparison, today's annual event in Des Moines occupies almost 400 acres. In fact, the complete 1854 fair could be deposited in this year's midway with 4 acres left over. Modern Iowa State Fairs will draw an attendance of more than 500,000, whereas in 1854, the population of the entire state was only 326,000, of which about 8,000 were on hand to witness the unique Fairfield experiment. As time has proved, that experiment was indeed successful. Actually, 8,000 people in 1854 constituted a sizable audience, especially when we consider the modes of transportation in those days. A favorite means of conveyance was the covered wagon, which afforded the family camping facilities during the slow journey to and from the fair. To commemorate the 100th anniversary of the nationally famous Iowa State Fair, several hundred men and women, and children too, assemble at Fairfield on Monday, August 23rd to begin a trip to the 1954 fair. A trip to be made in the same vehicles used by their pioneering forefathers back in 1854. This is the scene on Monday afternoon as final preparations are being made. Bob Johnson in buckskin will drive this old stagecoach. The caravan will include 291 horses and 39 wagons and buggies. It will leave the next morning, Tuesday, and will arrive at the fairgrounds in Des Moines on Saturday, a distance of 114 miles in 4.5 days. There is much excitement on the eve of our caravan's departure. Several blocks of the town's business district are roped off, and thousands gather on the streets of Fairfield for an old-fashioned celebration. A gay street dance. There are polkas, a schottische or two, a bunny hop for energetic teenagers, waltzes, and, of course, the square dance. ¶¶ to custom, wherever centennials are observed, there's an ample supply of full-grown beards. Pity the poor barber when all this is over, and the little woman decrees that those whiskers will have to go. Now it's Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock. The stagecoach arrives at the Fairfield Post Office to take on some 10,000 letters, which will be delivered to Des Moines and thence to all 48 states and numerous foreign countries. This is an official U.S. mail delivery, and driver Bob Johnson is entrusted to its safekeeping. This stagecoach was formerly owned by the Milton Angles Line and carried mail and passengers during the 1850s between St. Joseph, Missouri and Deadwood, South Dakota. The tenderfoot passenger seated next to Fairfield Chamber of Commerce President Jack McKenzie is yours truly, Bob Williams. Excuse me, did I say tenderfoot? It's a rough ride on that wooden seat. Our stagecoach has pulled in at caravan headquarters where all the other coaches and riders have assembled and are waiting to begin the 114-mile trip. Six-year-old Vicky Voorhees, granddaughter of Fairfield Mayor Wilson, climbs into a surrey to join her five-year-old sister, Nancy Kay, and their mother. Baggage and utensils are carried on the rear of the surrey. Right on schedule, we begin to move through the streets of Fairfield. It's 8 a.m. Tuesday. We've had a few drops of rain during the past hour, but we're all hoping that skies will clear in a few minutes. Although most of us are members of the machine age, there are half a dozen old-timers in the caravan who well remember the days of the stagecoach and covered wagon and are ever eager to spin a yarn or two about the good old days. Wagons and buggies are genuine antiques. A few are well past the age of 100 years, and each one loaded to capacity. Everyone is excited over this trip, and the pioneering spirit has caught all of us, including the crowds that line either side of the street. As we jog along, in the saddle, or Conestoga wagons, or buggies, or surreys, thoughts revert to the 1800s and the early settlers who opened the door to the great Midwest. Theirs was a rugged existence, but an existence rewarded with the treasures of accomplishment, self-satisfaction. We're proud of our great and great-great-grandparents who claimed this territory a century ago, and our caravan is in many respects a tribute to them. I'm sure, however, that by the time we reach Des Moines, we will have discovered that the automobile and airplane are kind of nice things to have around, just in case we break an axle or lose a stirrup. Although it might not have been practical for overland trips in 1854, a team of midget ponies earnestly pulls a wagon just like their bigger brothers and sisters. This captures the fancy of the spectators. As our caravan pushes on toward Des Moines at the rate of 4 miles per hour, more riders and antique wagons will join it, as it was during the trek to the original State Fair here in Fairfield 100 years ago. Of the first State Fair, which convened for 3 days, the Fairfield Ledger of November 2, 1854, stated, "The attendance was large. For several days before the fair, strangers commenced pouring into Fairfield by scores. Such a concourse of people never before assembled in Iowa. The display of agricultural implements was very good. There was one reaper that combined with it an apparatus for raking, which struck our mind as being one of the greatest improvements on the ground." As the caravan inches along on the open highway, we discover hundreds of people lining the roads, waiting for a glimpse of this historic occasion. By this time, a few are beginning to tire, but no one has lost his enthusiasm or desire to keep going. Raincoats are the order of the hour because our hopes for sunny skies have been in vain. First it sprinkles, then it rains, and then it pours. A $2.98 umbrella at this point would bring a price of at least $20. But in spite of the rain, spirits are kept high by such trite but morale-boosting shouts as, "Think it'll rain?" We've been tasting just one of the many hardships endured by the 1854 travelers. We notice that the automobile and truck drivers are patient as they wait their turns to move through and past the caravan. Perhaps this favorable attitude is due to curiosity or sympathy or the highway patrol escort that accompanies our procession. It's now 9:55 a.m. Tuesday. We've been on the trail for almost 2 hours, most of it in the rain. Only 106 more miles to go. Another 4 miles, another hour, and the caravan stops for a break. Maybe the rain will stop with us. We can see a clear sky in the distance, but look what's happening where we are right now. Still determined, the caravan continues its 114-mile trip to the 1954 State Fair in Des Moines, just as the early settlers journeyed to Fairfield for the first State Fair 100 years ago. Me? I'm going to duck behind those windshield wipers and ride a cab.